You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Mother Nature is giving us at least one more big delivery of valley rain and mountain snow for the season.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. April storm. Adam?
Amanda, well, here in Salt Lake City, it is very light right now, just wet outside, but this is going to be an all-day kind of thing, and if you live between Brigham City and central Utah, there's a chance you could see up to an inch of rain before midnight. And despite the fact that it's mid-April, the mountains getting another big round of snow.
The mountains, we're going to see a widespread 6 to 12, possibly as high as 18 inches up in the upper Cottonwoods.
National Weather Service lead meteorologist Christine Cruz tells me that the rain is expected to taper off tonight around 10 or 11. Temperatures are going to climb back up into the 60s tomorrow. Little rain forecasted for the next week. Could be pushing the 70s again by Saturday. Live in downtown Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Some of the snow in our highest mountain peaks might make it all the way through the summer without melting. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr continues our team coverage. April storm.
The snowpack we have this year is similar to last year, up to 140% higher than normal in some areas. Because the snowfall is so deep, we may be seeing white-capped mountains through the summer months and even all year round. Our KSL meteorologists say there shouldn't be any major flooding as long as the weather does not heat up too much too quickly.
There will likely still be some minor flooding in various locations this spring, but the reservoirs, rivers, and lakes have enough capacity to hold the snowmelt.
A broken pipe flooded a Highland neighborhood, and local resident John Stevens says the community came together to help. KSL-TV's Brianna Chavez has more.
Hundreds of people from around the area did what they could to help, filling up sandbag after sandbag to help the flooding from hitting more homes like John's.
There's probably 20-plus homes that could have been flooded if not for the neighbors coming together and just taking charge.
The basements of two homes were badly flooded.
Back to the snowpack for a moment here. It's expected to give the Great Salt Lake a needed boost. We get that story from KSL News Radio's Michael Commit. Michael?
Tim, officials with the Natural Resources Conservation Service tell the Standard Examiner the most likely outcome is we'll gain just a little over 1 million acre-feet of water between now and July. This would add about 0.9 feet to the lake's level, according to an agency report. And to break it down regionally, the lake's southern end is nearly at 4,194 feet in elevation. It could reach 4,196 feet for the first time since 2017. It's not as healthy as we'd like, but it's still more than we've seen in the past several years. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The so-called hush money trial against former President Donald Trump begins jury selection today, and the former president arrived at the courthouse about 30 minutes ago. Here is ABC News legal contributor Kim Whaley.
The whole case falls apart if the Trump lawyers are able to persuade the jury that Michael Cohen is not to be trusted. And it'll really come down to if he connects with the jury, and you need all 12 of them. If one of them decides they're not persuaded, then the government effectively loses.
The former president says he can't get a fair trial in New York because too many potential jurors have been exposed to negative stories about him.
Media outlets are putting pressure on both former President Trump and President Biden to take part in debates ahead of the general election. ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks has more.
All five major broadcast and cable networks, the AP, USA Today, and others, saying collectively that this decades-old tradition of presidential debates should continue, that it is essential for voters. Now, former President Donald Trump has challenged Biden to debate, but he has not committed to any specifics. Of course, he skipped all of the Republican primary debates, and the Republican National Committee said that it was barring its candidates from participating in the traditional general election debates.
So nothing carved in stone yet. Neither of the candidates have committed to take part in debates.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, the crash in Provo is still affecting a lot of people. The vehicles are over as far to the left as they can push them, but it looks like some people are still moving out of the HOV lane as they come up on the crash site near University Avenue. Slowdowns going all the way back into Springville. We've got I-15 slowdowns in Linden now, and Point of the Mountain to Sandy if you're heading over the point into the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Affordable child care, or lack thereof, has a huge impact on small business growth. KSL News News Radio's Heather Peterson explains.
A new survey from the Small Business Majority shows nearly 60% of small business owners who are parents have a hard time growing their businesses because of issues finding affordable child care. About half of them say it's because parenting requires them to take more time away from their business. Another big problem is that with inflation and rising child care costs, parents are paying more for child care, which means they have less to spend on their businesses.
About a third of small business owners who are parents reported lost earnings because of child care issues.
Just in case you forgot, today is tax day. Ohio State University professor Russell Fazio says they've been studying people who like to procrastinate.
Filing taxes can be tedious. It can be sometimes confusing and frustrating. On the other hand, you do have to meet that deadline, and there's obviously some delight at having accomplished the task. So those positive and negative signals have to be weighed.
I guess there is some delight in accomplishing the task. It's done.
I could have been a star in that study of procrastinators right there.
He says people who tend to look at life more negatively as a whole tend to put off filing taxes. That or they just aren't ready to pay,
yeah.
Even if they're expecting a refund, I guess.
The Hogle Zoo says their gorilla named Pele is pregnant. Animal care supervisor Hannah Comstock said it's part of a breeding program to help the gorilla population.
Gorillas in particular are critically endangered. So by participating in an SSP and having babies here at the zoo, we are helping to contribute to a population that is dwindling in the wild.
I'm going to guess that baby gorilla will be good for attendance at the zoo
when
it comes. By the way, Pele due to deliver in either June or July.
Get ready to dance. Kevin Bacon returns to Payson High School this weekend to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the movie Footloose. The school is holding their final prom in the school where the movie was filmed before it gets replaced with a new school. Students worked for months to get the actors' attention, creating the Bacon to Payson campaign. They shared videos dancing around the school and even getting Governor Cox to post an invite on social media. We will have special coverage on Friday previewing the weekend prom.
Looks like that rain's picked up again, and we even had one texter talking about some snow on the south end of Tooele this hour. We'll check how that's affecting your drive next.
Make a plan and practice the plan for your family.
Utah's news station is where Utah turns to make sure that you and your families are safe.
The Great Utah Shakeout, Thursday on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. I'm the 40% off window company.
40% off? Of what?
Hey, 40% off.
Yeah, I'll bet it's your biggest sale of the year. This week only, because you need a model home in our neighborhood.
Well,
nothing. It's baloney. Hi, this is Kathy.
And Doug of Window World. When you hear those things, you know you've entered the baloney zone.
Resist the force of the baloney zone.
Find Window World online at windowworldutah.com.
Or call Window World at 281-8111. That's 281-8111.
And that's no baloney.
It's complicated. These days, that's how people even describe their relationship status. When it comes to the latest complexities in your car, it's gotten really complicated. The experts at AAMCO undergo the most rigorous training to stay on top of the latest car technologies, so there's nothing we can't fix. Well, except for that complicated relationship. When it comes to that, you're on your own. AA, MCO. Check engine light on, we'll check it for free.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson. When we're trying to digest the news of the day, we have to remember that instant certainty is the enemy of truth. A flashy headline may distract you from the real issue and the important conversations underneath.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Well, if you're just joining us this morning, I guess we don't need to tell you that we've got a significant amount of rain. Matt put on his X account earlier this morning that we had already received a half an inch in some areas in North Salt Lake. Could be a foot and a half or more of snow in the Cottonwoods. We'll follow the storm for you throughout the day. KSL News Time now, 8:09. Time for a look at traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Does look like it's starting to rain in areas again, Andy.
Yeah, and even a little bit of snow, even down the south end of Tooele County, Tooele City. And we've got slowdowns trying to get to I-80 on SR-36. We've got backups coming over Point of the Mountain where it's raining pretty hard between Bluffdale and Sandy. And then Mountain View traffic still backed up at 3500 South. Heather?
Got a little bit of slowing southbound 15 between Farmington and Centerville. Then it's stop and go from Beck Street into downtown Salt Lake. A lot of that is due to rain that's moved through. And then we've got a crash on southbound I-215 as you approach 700 North. That's blocking the left shoulder, and that's causing backups toward Legacy Parkway. Eric?
Well, we got some wet spots in Utah County. One is north of just heading out of Springville and going up into Provo. And part of the delays there, though, a major part, is because of a crash just north of University Avenue that's up against the left barrier. But further up ahead, you do have northbound and southbound slowing on I-15 through Linden. If you're on the northbound side, that's approaching Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. And Redwood Road a bit slow now as you approach 2100 North and then head up towards Camp Williams. Did you know simple maintenance rejuvenates your asphalt roof for 30 to 50% longer? Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free assessment today. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got some wet weather on tap for today. That'll keep things on the cool side right around 50 degrees. Overnight, dipping off to 41. Tomorrow will rise to 60 degrees. High pressure building. It'll be mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in Salt Lake City, rain again and 43 degrees.
So we should get the official word this week that the NHL is coming to Utah. But the question I have is, how's the team feel about that? Are they excited about that? I hope so. We'll talk to Debbie Dujanovic more just ahead on KSL.
Stay with us, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors, and I'm proud to tell you, we don't lay off employees when things get tough. During the pandemic, we didn't let one of our installers go. Instead, we had them clean and remodel our offices so they could still get paid. Remember the 2008 housing crisis? It was a financial nightmare for even the biggest contractors. Still, we didn't lay off a single worker. Nope, we sacrificed profits to keep paying everyone. Look, when the economy's down, most contractors are quick to lay off their workers. It's the easiest way to save money when times get tight. But at RGS Exteriors, we're loyal to our people. You know why? Because it's the right thing to do. People first. People always. That's the RGS way. For gutters, siding, windows, and more, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's rgsexteriors.com, 801-280-3110.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawontwait.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Congressman Blake Moore here. As I've listened to your concerns during my recent in-person and telephone town halls, one thing is clear. Utahns are concerned about border security. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the Biden administration's policies have allowed for over 8.5 million encounters nationwide, including over 7 million at the southern border, more than ever before in American history. Record amounts of fentanyl have come through our borders and led to heartbreaking outcomes for families who have lost loved ones to overdoses. For the sake of our community's safety and national security, something must change. This is why House Republicans swiftly passed the Secure the Border Act of 2023 to strengthen our southern border with new technologies, increase the number of Border Patrol agents, end catch and release, and require transparency from the Department of Homeland Security. I will keep fighting to make First District communities safer, and I encourage you to sign up for my weekly e-newsletter and follow me on social media at Rep. Blake Moore to stay updated on my efforts. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
we've got at least one more big storm today, dropping off a ton of valley rain and even mountain snow. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, jury selection begins this morning in the hush money case against former President Trump.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
I-15 still backed up going from Springville to Provo, even though the crash is over to the left shoulder near University Avenue. We've got some southbound backup at Pleasant Grove. And then northbound delay between Point of the Mountain and Draper. It's slow on both I-15 and 215 as you move from North Salt Lake into downtown Salt Lake right now from Davis County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot cooler today with rain showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 43 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Time for a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Donald Trump has entered the New York courtroom where he'll be the first former president to stand trial in a criminal case. Trump in the hallway before he entered.
This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
Trump is facing nearly three dozen felony counts, accusing him of hiding hush money payments to an adult film actress. The proceedings will begin today with jury selection. ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse, and this could take a while.
Could be up to 2 weeks if necessary. The potential jurors are being asked 42 questions to weed out any potential bias. The lawyers here know everybody in that room has heard of Donald Trump. The question is whether their view of him can get in the way or not of being fair and impartial.
To Israel, where the war cabinet has had its second meeting in as many days, weighing how to respond to Iran's unprecedented missile and drone attack over the weekend at the White House.
The president, we've learned, encouraged Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to slow things down, to think carefully and strategically about the risk of escalation. The White House, trying to do everything it can to prevent this from spiraling into a wider war, is arguing that this was a spectacular success for Israel, a major victory, suggesting that additional retaliation may not be necessary.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Heavy security at today's Boston Marathon.
Since the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, security in and around the event has been tightened. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security say there's no specific actionable threat. Olympic qualifier Connor Mance ran the marathon last year and is back in Boston as a spectator and says even runners are heavily screened.
Everybody that runs the Boston Marathon had to go through a marathon before this. It's not just they went and this is their first marathon ever.
Another concern, scammers using bogus phone calls to steal money or commit identity theft from unsuspecting victims. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 316 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Obviously, this week, big focus is the NHL and the chance that the Arizona Coyotes are on their way to Salt Lake City. Deb, you guys are going to be talking about a different angle on this today.
Yeah, I just wonder if Utah's reputation kind of precedes us. I heard a lot of chatter this weekend as I was really excited when we found out that the team, through the grapevine, had heard the announcement that they were moving to Utah. Of course, the announcement isn't official yet, and I got super excited. And then after watching video after video of fans and also analysis of the team's reaction, I thought, well, this feels like I'm going on a first date and I'm the only one who's excited, you know, and
well,
nobody else is excited.
Feel that way.
Well, the fans are going to feel jilted for sure. But there's not that many fans in Utah, and that's why I'm in Phoenix. And so that's why I was so shocked about the sort of the flat line reaction and the no comments that were coming out of the team. The announcement isn't official, I understand that, but it does make us wonder if Utah's reputation precedes us. And I'll just say this, that a lot of times when you get outside of Utah and I hear, oh, you're from Utah, isn't that like a boring state? There's no nightlife. What do you guys do?
It's all Shaquille O'Neal's fault.
That's right. That goes back to what he said during the NBA All-Star game. Yeah, that we were kind of boring. This is such a hidden gem here and our secret is certainly getting out as we become a more popular place to live and to visit. However, I do get concerned that our reputation is preceding us as a boring place. And I think that the team really has to get on board with this and get on board with this really quickly, because I'm afraid that if they keep this up, if we don't hear an announcement soon and get some excitement out of the Coyotes, that we're going to just feel a little jilted ourselves up here.
Well, the first time these players get the chance to play in front of 15 or 18,000 people instead of three, they're going to change their mind.
Oh, yeah. One of the other concerns is that they're going to be playing at the Delta Center, and the Delta Center is not set up for hockey. However, they're playing in a 4,500-seat arena right now.
Anything
at my old alma mater
that.
At Mullett Arena and at Arizona State University. And this is going to also be the other angle we're going to be looking at today is the economics of all of this for downtown Salt Lake City. We need an infusion. I was walking around downtown Salt Lake last week in the heart of the city, and it was dead. It was dead. There were
really?
Yeah, no
That's
people
not my
lined
experience.
Up. Yeah, really.
Because I mean, I take the train every day, almost every day, up to the U. So I'm over by the courthouse, and
I was walking around Gallivan Center during the lunch hour, Amanda, where they had food trucks out, and there were no lines.
Really,
no lines. And then I went to a coffee shop. There was no line. So there may be some spark left, but I feel like it's been dwindling since COVID. And this is the economic infusion, I think, between this and a new arena, maybe for the Jazz. Certainly a new hockey arena will be needed. This is what we need to bring nightlife and day life back to Salt Lake City.
Well, that means pro sports could be happening every night. Basketball Monday, hockey Tuesday,
okay, how
basketball
awesome
Wednesday,
would that
be
incredible.
Thursday.
We need it.
Yeah.
We need it.
All right, Deb, we'll look forward to it. Coming up top of the hour, 9 o'clock, in this portion of Utah's Morning News, brought to you by Revere Health.
819, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back over to you, Andy.
And we've got delays still on I-15 between Point of the Mountain and 123rd South and Draper to get through. If you're getting on the freeway in Sandy, you should be able to get to downtown fairly quickly. 201 still has some leftover slowing right after Bangor Highway. Tooele County, much better through Lake Point now, getting on to I-80 from SR-36. Heather?
Most of the congestion in Weber and Davis County are the city streets in Ogden, Roy, and Clearfield. I-15, US 89 Legacy, for the most part, they are at speed, but you do have a bit of slowdowns on southbound I-15 as well as the west side belt, I-215, through North Salt Lake heading toward I-80, and that is due to rain moving through the area. Eric?
A northbound I-15 crash is still there in Provo, just past University Avenue, up against the left barrier. The delays are starting to diminish a little bit. We do have slowdowns, though, continuing over wet roads from Springville's 400 South exit all the way up to the crash site. And further up ahead, northbound and southbound slowing through Linden on the freeway, with a little bit of northbound slowing as well of approaching University Parkway in Orem. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts off with a little bit of wet weather for today. 50 degrees with a chance for showers throughout the afternoon and maybe even the evening. 60 tomorrow, mostly sunny, jumps to 63 with more cloud cover on Wednesday. Thursday, 62, sunny skies. We'll go to 66 on Friday. How about Saturday? 69, we're back to 70s by Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Just cloudy downtown right now, 43 degrees in the 7-day forecast, brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow morning, Tim, when we're going to visit with Amy Donaldson. One of my favorite podcasts of all time was the one she did here called The Letter. Loved that podcast.
Is there a second season
there is.
Coming?
There is. And what's interesting about this is that, you know, what were the odds they're going to find, you know, a story that's remotely like that story of forgiveness, which was so compelling? Well, they did. It's another story of forgiveness. It even ties back to the first season, but we'll get her to explain it.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow morning, she'll be with us here on KSL News Radio.
Look forward to that. We'll also check Money News' first full hour of trading today, hopefully holding on with some of the gains we had on the futures. That's next.
A partner is someone you can rely on, someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
There are products that offer up to a 20% upfront bonus just for opening an account and up to 12% per year for retirement income. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I've heard from other advisors saying this is too good to be true. No, it's not. We are one of the few who can offer products like these because we're independent. We're not registered with a broker-dealer who tells us what we have to sell, and we don't have to answer to a board of directors who prioritize shareholders over clients. So, is an upfront bonus up to 20% and 12% per year growth for income too good to be true? For most advisors, yes, but not Trajan Wealth. The fact that many of our clients come from other financial advisors is a testament to our value. Experience the Trajan Wealth difference for yourself. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week.
mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies, first aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Dave and Dujinovic.
So the Coyote hockey players are getting word that they're likely coming to Utah. And to put it nicely, they're not as excited as we are. It's the reputation we can't shake. Why I'm 0% worried about this today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Apple is losing its title as top phone maker to Samsung. It's because shipments dropped about 10% in the first quarter of the year. Samsung holds 20.8% market share. Apple is down to 17.3%.
Roku, the latest victim of a cyber attack. The streaming service says 576,000 accounts were compromised over the weekend after hackers used stolen login credentials. The company's stock is down nearly 3% since the security breach.
To commemorate and cushion the blow of tax day, several businesses are offering special deals. Donut fans can go to Krispy Kreme with the purchase of a dozen donuts. Customers get a second dozen for just the price of the sales tax.
Yeah, I noticed Hooters, Grubhub, Dave and Buster's, Arby's are all jumping on the tax day
deals. Hoping we'll do a story about them, too.
And we did take advantage of that Grubhub deal today. I was going to say futures markets. These aren't futures markets. This is the first full hour of trading numbers here. The Dow is still up 158 points. The S&P is up 20, and the NASDAQ is up about 36.
We have a northbound crash in Provo just past University Avenue that's still being cleared up. And still a source of slowdowns, I guess, on I-15. We'll check that and the rest of your commute just ahead.
Are you tired of the pain and discomfort caused by those bulky, ill-fitting dentures? Sick of feeling self-conscious when you eat with family and friends? It's time to take charge. Stubbs Dental Implant Center, Utah's best of state winner, is here to give you your freedom back. Say goodbye to dentures and say hello to the All-On-X Dental Implant Procedure, the permanent, life-changing fix that lets you chow down on your favorite foods without a care in the world and flash that confident smile once again. With cutting-edge technology, you can have a brand new permanent smile in as little as 24 hours. Yes, you heard right. Fast forward to finals and let your new smile steal the show. And here's the best part. Your consultation is absolutely free. At Stubbs Dental Implant Center, Utah's number one dental implant center, they've helped thousands of patients love their smiles again. You could be next. It only takes 60 seconds to start your journey to a happier, healthier smile at StubbsDental.com. That's StubbsDental.com.
Where were you on March 18th, 2020?
Epicenter, Magna, Utah. It was 5.7.
Driving around these neighborhoods like a scene out of the Twilight Zone here.
We're having an aftershock right now.
We're feeling it.
When it happens again, will you know what to do? Join us Thursday for The Great Utah Shakeout on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 8:29, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Looks like things are slowing down, Andy.
Yeah, the wet road's really affecting the drive between Point of the Mountain and Sandy right now. After that, you've got another stretch of backup in downtown Salt Lake City just before that 1300 South exit. It's looking much better out of Tooele on both I-80 and 201. Although there's a little bit of slowing on 201 between Bangor and 215. Heather?
We still have a bit of delay southbound I-15 from Center Street in North Salt Lake into downtown. That is due to rain showers that have moved through recently, causing a lot of wet road conditions, spray kicking up from tires, slowing everybody down. You also have those wet roads on the west side belt southbound between 2200 North and the I-80 turnoff to the airport. Most everyone else in Weber and Davis County are traveling at speed right now. Eric?
A couple of slowdown spots northbound I-15 scene in Utah County. One's because of a crash just north of University Avenue in Provo up against the left barrier. And you've got some slowdowns extending into Springville, although that seems to be thinning out a little bit. And then further up the line in Linden, northbound and southbound slowing. That's more because of wet roads. Redwood Road also slow as you approach northbound 2100 North in Lehigh. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Is it still raining now? I'm looking at the... I don't think the windshield wipers are moving. So maybe we are in a little bit of a break, but it looks like the rain will continue off and on through this evening. So we're not out of it yet, for sure. Tomorrow it should be just cloudy, and we'll warm up to 60 tomorrow, all the way back up to 73 by the weekend. Right now, cloudy and 43 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
On KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah could officially have an NHL franchise by the end of the week.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small has been checking out all the latest reports and begins our team coverage.
An anonymous source tells the Associated Press the Arizona Coyotes are expected to be sold to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith sometime between this Wednesday and Saturday. Once it's finalized, Smith will be able to move the team to Salt Lake City. Sources say the deal is worth $1 billion and Arizona would be promised a new expansion team if they can build a new arena within the next 5 years. This comes on the heels of a report that Arizona's general manager told their players that they'll be moving to Utah. The NHL has also reportedly drafted two different schedules for next season, one where the Coyotes are in Arizona, the other where they're in Salt Lake City. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
That hockey fever is starting to infect Utahns with the news that that team could be headed our way. KSL TV's Brianna Chavez got reaction from fans at Legends Pub and Grill in downtown Salt Lake City and continues our team coverage.
Fans hope the Coyotes recognize all the good that the state has to offer.
The opportunities for people to come in and love winter sports here and then fall in love with hockey, it's just going to be great for them.
I think that it'll be the people. I think the people are going to be the greatest part of coming to Salt Lake.
And hope if the team does come,
the Coyotes will be more than welcome here.
Professional hockey is here to stay.
An official announcement about the team move expected to happen maybe as early as Wednesday.
Rumors of the Coyotes moving to Utah have sent ticket prices for their final home game, which is on Wednesday, through the roof. As of this morning, the cheap seats in Arizona start at $549 on SeatGeek.
Controversial State Board of Education member Natalie Klein will not be reelected.
This decision came down during the Salt Lake County Republican Convention on Saturday. You see, Klein needed 40% of the vote to continue in the race, but she only got 36%. Her challenger, Amanda Bollinger, picked up the rest and automatically became the GOP nominee. Bollinger responded to the nomination on a social media post that night.
I just wanted to give a special thank you to all of the delegates that have been working so hard to vet candidates. And thank you to all of my volunteers that have been knocking doors and getting my message out.
She says she was running to focus on what's best for the kids. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Just note that Klein will finish her term, which goes through the end of the year.
KSL Weather with Matt Johnson. We have widespread rain in the valleys this morning, and the snow totals could be impressive in our mountains.
Snow levels up above 6,500 feet, so the mountains south of I-80 picking up 8 to 16 inches. You get north of the I-80 mark, we're talking about 3 to 6. Central Mountains picking up 5 to 10.
Matt says the Cottonwoods could be the big winner with even higher snow totals.
KSL's top national stories now. The Biden administration is reaffirming its support for Israel and asking for restraint after Iran launched more than 300 missiles and drones against Israel. ABC's Murray Bruce is at the White House this morning.
We are told President Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to slow things down, to think carefully and strategically about the risk of escalation. Iran's government, we are also told, sent a message to the White House as this attack was underway, suggesting that they're finished after this, that they consider this matter to be closed. Now, as for what comes next, the White House says ultimately it is up to Israel to decide whether and how to respond.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will push for an aid package for Israel.
The United Jewish Federation of Utah released a statement about the Iranian attack. The Federation says it's grateful to the U.S. Armed Forces and our allies who are standing strong with Israel and helping to defend her against the Iranian threat. The statement went on to say, "We hope many will join us in praying for the safety and well-being of the people of Israel."
Slow go on the roads out there this morning. First look traffic now with Andy.
Yeah, I-15 from Point of the Mountain to Bangor are really sluggish right now. You still got some Utah County delays southbound in Pleasant Grove, northbound in Provo, and then some on I-15 downtown close to 1300 South, but that's only for the northbound side at downtown. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
New this morning, the Washington Post reports the FBI is conducting a criminal investigation into the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. The investigation is looking to see if all federal laws were followed leading up to the disaster.
In sports, the Utah Jazz dropped their final game of the season to the Golden State Warriors on Sunday, 123-116. But there is a positive with all the losing this year. The Jazz have about a 26% chance of landing a top four pick in the upcoming NBA draft, and they have just over a 6% chance of landing the number one overall pick.
How fun would that be if we got the number one draft pick?
Yeah, and so I was just thinking, who is that number one guy?
I don't know.
That everybody's focused on. You know, last year it was undoubtedly going to be Wembanyama.
Yeah.
And the Spurs were lucky enough to land there, but I don't really know who's on the radar as a number one pick.
Tonight is the WNBA draft. Iowa's Caitlin Clark and South Carolina's Camila Cardoza are expected to be the first two picks. Here is ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
We're just hours away from one of the most anticipated drafts in sports history. Caitlin Clark, all but certain to be the number one overall pick. Back in December, the Fever won the lottery to choose first and hit the jackpot. Clark's expected arrival sent ticket prices through the roof, more than doubling. And now most of their games will be on national TV.
Tonight's draft will be the first in nearly a decade with a live audience.
All right, so I just looked it up. The name that is floating around out there is Alexander Saar, projected to be the first pick of the overall. And you know who might land it? San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, wow.
Because they were so bad this year. And they've already got Wembanyama. Wow. Turns out the average American is sleepy.
If you wish you could get more sleep, you're not alone. 57% of Americans say they would feel much better if they could get more sleep, and only 42% say that they get enough. That's all according to a recent Gallup poll. It's a stark difference to the 2013 poll, where 56% said they got all the sleep they need. A quarter of respondents said they got the recommended 8 hours of sleep. Not too far behind that is the 20% who say they get 5 hours of sleep or less. All of that data collected found that younger women were the most likely to report being sleepy. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Don't get us started. We start talking about being sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Coming up, slowing on the northbound I-15 in Provo, Linden, and Draper. We'll check it next on KSL.
A legacy of news and information going back generations.
I'll have the radio on. I learned that from my mom. She's listened to KSL her whole life, and I grew up listening to KSL radio, too.
I really enjoy listening in the morning.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Do you know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day? At SLCFatLoss.com, we know the secret. Our unique weight loss program makes it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back naturally, safely, and effectively. If you'd like to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, no exercising, no prepackaged meals, no surgery, and no injections with the risk of serious side effects, go to SLCFatLoss.com now to schedule your free consultation in person or virtually.
The secret to slimming down fast before summer is Salt Lake City Fat Loss. I'm Maria Chaleos. I lost 25 pounds in 60 days, and for a limited time, when you drop my name, Maria, you will get $200 off. Schedule your free consultation now. Go to SLCFatLoss.com.
Many clients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. That's up to a pound per day. For your free private weight loss consultation, call 801-450-1882 or go to SLCFatLoss.com. That's SLCFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
79 missionaries trapped and penniless inside Germany borders with war days away.
From director T.C. Christensen
comes Escape from Germany.
In theaters now.
Tickets at EscapeFromGermany.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Just a quick note, this storm could last for the rest of the day today, so be expecting more wet roads on your way home and up to a foot and a half of new snow, believe it or not, in the Cottonwoods. We'll follow the storm for you throughout the day.
8:39, traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
We've got some delays still. Point of the Mountain to Bangor is going to take you about 6 or 7 minutes with the extra travel time ending about Bangor. You'll speed up a lot after that. It's still slow between 21st and 13th South downtown. And you'll have to wait through that intersection at 9800 South through probably one light cycle right now in South Jordan. Heather?
We've got a few brake lights. Southbound I-15 between Centerville and Farmington, but it's stop and go from Beck Street into downtown Salt Lake. If you transition over to the west side belt from Davis County, you will also see slowdowns between 2200 North and the I-80 turnoff to the airport. But Legacy Parkway and US 89 right now are traveling at speed. Eric.
The biggest slowdown stretch in Utah and County is southbound from Pioneer Crossing in American Fork all the way down to almost 1600 North in or on the northbound side. You do have some slowing going through Linden approaching the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. The crash is cleared northbound I-15 in Provo, but you've still got some slowing as you head past University Avenue in Provo up to Center Street. When you choose Performance Automotive and Bountiful, you're choosing exceptional service from Ford dealers. Performance Ford Lincoln, Performance Honda, Performance Toyota, and Truck Country. See performancebountiful.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A nice cutoff low's moved into Utah. We'll go for a high of only 50 degrees today with a chance for rain. Overnight, 41, clearing skies and drying out. We'll go 60 tomorrow, mostly sunny, up to 63 by Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, cloudy downtown, 43 degrees.
The former President Trump is inside a New York courtroom at this hour. We're going to go there for a report just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Thanks for listening this morning, and remember to listen for us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hello, I'm Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. Our skyrocketing national debt is the greatest risk to the American dream. We can fix America's debt crisis, but not with politicians who are more worried about their next election than America's next generation. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
The season of adventure is finally here, and it's time to take your adventures to a new level in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Enjoy the breathtaking destinations right here in Utah without leaving the comforts of your new home on wheels. Hurry in now and check out our limited supply of 2023 model closeouts at huge discounts. Save almost $15,000 off MSRP on our 2023 Prowler 265 BHX for only $24,995 with zero down payment options under $300 a month OAC. Or $10,000 off our 2023 ROG 10MC Toy Hauler for only $16,995 with zero down payment options under $200 a month OAC. At Motorsportsland RV Centers, we offer real prices without hidden fees for freight, prep, orientation, or even propane. See details and more amazing deals on premium RV models at motorsportsland.com.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
I like daffodils, tulips, the big dinner plate dahlias. I loved being in the garden, but I wasn't going to be able to because I couldn't not only walk, but I couldn't really stand on my foot without being in pain. It was excruciating. So my husband said, let's go to the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Terry live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
This nice young man said, I think I can help you. He got the arch support, and I was fitted. And I kept walking back and forth across the store, and I looked at my husband and burst into tears because it was the first time in a year that I have not had any pain in my foot. I have had no pain since the day I bought him. Now I can do whatever I want. There isn't any place on my property that doesn't have flowers blooming 365 days a year. I still can't believe it. My name is Terry, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Stop by the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeet.com.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Natalie Klein has lost her future spot on the Utah State Board of Education to challenger Amanda Bollinger. I'm KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit.
Second, the Great Salt Lake is projected to go up nearly a foot and a half thanks to this season's snowpack.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Pretty slow on I-15 in American Fort going south into Pleasant Grove and some northbound delay going from Orem into Pleasant Grove. Still have some heavy traffic through Provo. That's left over from an earlier crash. And it's still backed up between Point of the Mountain and Bangor Highway going in Salt Lake County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll be running 20 to 30 degrees cooler than what we saw over the weekend today with rain showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 43 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Time now for a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Donald Trump has entered the New York courtroom where he'll be the first former president to stand trial in a criminal case. To Israel, where the war cabinet has had its second meeting in as many days, weighing how to respond to Iran's unprecedented missile and drone attack over the weekend at the White House.
The president, we've learned, encouraged Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to slow things down, to think carefully and strategically about the risk of escalation. The White House, trying to do everything it can to prevent this from spiraling into a wider war, is arguing that this was a spectacular success for Israel, a major victory, suggesting that additional retaliation may not be necessary.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Heavy security at today's Boston Marathon.
Since the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, security in and around the event has been tightened. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security say there's no specific actionable threat. Olympic qualifier Connor Mance ran the marathon last year and is back in Boston as a spectator and says even runners are heavily screened.
Everybody that runs the Boston Marathon had to go through a marathon before this. It's not just they went and this is their first marathon ever.
Another concern, scammers using bogus phone calls to steal money or commit identity theft from unsuspecting victims. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
You're listening to ABC News.
We're following a developing story right now. Former President Donald Trump inside a New York courtroom where jury selection will begin in today in the so-called hush money trial.
CNN's court correspondent Paula Reed is just outside the courtroom getting reports from inside. Let's listen in for a moment.
We are reading live updates from our colleagues who are inside the court because there are no cameras. And right now, the judge is taking up this issue of his recusal. Now, the defense team has pushed for the judge to recuse himself based on the work, the political work that his daughter is involved in. Now, there are two motions to have him recused. One is before the judge, another one is before the Court of Appeals. Now, the judge says he will issue a decision from the bench on the motion that is before him. Now, we're told Trump is sitting still. He is directly facing the judge during this proceeding. Now, right now, Mershon is going over the allegations that Trump has made about statements that the judge's daughter has made on a podcast about her father's view that politicians should not use Twitter. Now, of course, that could seem to some people, right, to be referring to Trump, but so far, they're just going through these different allegations, going through the motions. The judge said that it's the opinion of the court that Trump is using, quote, a series of inferences, innuendos, and unsupported speculation to make his claims for recusal. So not looking good that he is going to succeed on this motion, and then he indeed denied the motion. He denied the motion for recusal. Now, again, Trump appears to be very attentive. Our colleagues say he is looking straight ahead at a screen. Our colleagues also report that he's biting his bottom lip as the judge rejects his motion for recusal. Now, this is just another in a series of efforts the Trump team has attempted to either get the judge recused, get the case dismissed, or at least delayed.
We will, of course, keep a close eye on this case as it moves forward, and we'll provide breaking updates as they happen.
Although it's not expected to move forward at any particular clip.
No.
It's going to be a slow process. What did they say this morning? 10 weeks or something like that?
I would
that?
Imagine it would be. You know, we talked last week about the challenge of seating a jury for Chad Daybell. There, imagine trying to seat a jury for Donald Trump. Although, you know, of course, no one's going to be unfamiliar with this.
Right.
So it will just be, can this person show that they will base their decisions solely on the evidence presented in court?
Well, and it's not just the answers they're providing. They're asking where they get their news from, mm-hmm. MSNBC, Fox, And they're also going to be looking at all of their social media.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was raising the idea, we can't listen, obviously, but one of the questions they're asking is, couldn't somebody who had hoped to be on the jury actually go in and scrub all of their social media?
Mm.
But the answer from an expert was not likely, because that stuff still lives out there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that interesting that they'd get that invasive, trying to find out whether you're not being forthright in court and your answers to the questions, that they go look at social media.
Yeah, and with your legal background, doesn't the defense and the prosecution get a certain number
yes.
of strikes to mm-hmm. disqualify a juror?
They call them peremptory challenges. So, of course, you can challenge for cause if you can show bias from whatever, you know, based on their answering questions or whatever, then the judge will strike them. But then you have a certain number of challenges. You can kick a juror off for any reason or no reason, but not a discriminatory reason.
But once those challenges are done,
then that's your jury.
Then that's your jury.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful about and selective about
right.
how you use those. It's like timeouts for an yeah. NBA coach.
It really
you
is.
You want to preserve some for the final 2 minutes of the game.
There's an entire industry of jury selection experts who law firms will hire to help them seat a jury.
Yeah. So this process in and of itself might take a while. We'll continue to follow it with ABC, of course. It's 8:49. Time for a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, Tim, coming over Point of the Mountain, still going to cost you several minutes. In fact, the slowing actually starts on the Utah County side. It's at its worst just before the top of the hill, and then it continues up to the Bangor exit. You've got traffic also slow coming into downtown. In fact, the slowing begins right before you turn off to I-80 in South Salt Lake, and it stays all the way up to about 1300 South. SR-201 still has some brake lights on the freeway from Bangor to 3200 West. Heather?
Wet roads are still keeping things pretty slow on southbound I-15 from the north interchange into downtown Salt Lake. If you get onto I-215 at the north end, you're going to see slowing between 700 North and the I-80 airport. I-80 turnoff to the airport. But north of that, roads appear to be drying out fairly quickly, and right now you've got good speeds on US 89, the West Davis Highway, and I-84 through the mountains. Eric?
Pretty soggy in some parts of Utah County. You've got a lot of slowing between the north part of Orem and American Fork. Some on the southbound side for sure, going by Pioneer Crossing and heading down to 500 East and American Fork. That's really slow. And then once you get further up the line on the northbound side, just past Timpanogos Highway, you've got the delays that Andy told you about, but also on Redwood Road, that's also slow from 2100 North past Camp Williams up to the Port of Rockwell intersection. The best kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Now through April 30th, save $20 off every annual pass level. 362 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. We've got 50 today. That's all you get for a high. So on the cool side, and we'll be dealing with off and on showers throughout the day. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 60 degrees. We're back to some cloud cover on Wednesday, high of 63. 62 sunny skies Thursday, goes partly cloudy, 66 on Friday. The weekend looks great. Saturday, Sunday, right around 70 degrees with a couple of clouds. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Yep, it's a rainy Monday for sure. Right now, 43 degrees, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Money news coming up next.
A happy place comes in many colors. Whatever your color, bring happiness home with Serta Pro Painters and make your happy place your home. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy. During our spring sales event, special offers are available through April 30th. Schedule your home painting project today and bring happiness home. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at certapro.com.
It already feels like home.
Common Spirit Health, hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
You know, Deb, you and I have had this conversation so many times. We think, oh, I wish I had a little more light here or maybe a ceiling fan there.
That's why we love Master Electrical. So anytime we have an electrical problem, we know we can call them and they will give us their upfront pricing guarantee.
Because we're not going to do it yourself. We're going to leave it to the professionals. And this upfront pricing guarantee is fantastic. I'm sure you've been bitten by bids in the past where they say, oh, that's going to take half a day. And then 2 weeks later, the bid and the invoice have nothing to do with each other.
Not only will you get their upfront pricing guarantee, but you will never see an upcharge. Their pricing system simply won't allow it.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santaquin.
They do everything that has to do with electrical, and they're always open, including for emergency services. The phone number to call is 801-543-2222.
801-543-2222 or check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We all have those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. I mean, for you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, a reliable connection in every room, and power for all your devices. Even when everybody's online, that's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only on the Xfinity 10G network. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home now through June 21st. New customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY. That's 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. StubHub is keeping its eyes on summer, especially after seeing the potential outlook. The online ticketing service is looking at its initial public offering. It's a $16.5 billion valuation. Cryptocurrencies drastically dropped after Iran's surprise attack against Israel. The global crypto market fell 9%, according to CoinMarketCap. Bitcoin is down 7%. And a special souvenir from the 2024 Masters selling out, it's the gnomes. The garden statues have been selling out within a couple of hours each morning. Attendees have been waiting hours for the $50 decoration. Some buyers are posting the gnomes on eBay for nearly 10 times what they paid. One of them is listed right now at $16,000.
Holy cow. Let's get a look at your money at this moment. The Dow is up 94 points. That's 0.25%. We're at 38,077. S&P is up 8. The Nasdaq down 9.
And we'll get one more look at how that drive is shaping up. Slow going because of the wet roads. That's next.
Your neighbor Greg loves the springtime here in Utah, but he hates to paint, so he called Rhino Shield.
We live in a beautiful two-story home that was built in 1916. Really been prepped and painted very, very poorly.
Rhino Shield ceramic technology is formulated for our unique climate here in Utah and is Class 1 fire rated.
We really had a lot of detail work in the team at Rhino Shield. We spent really 4 days just on the prep work, and we were so excited to see that. And the cleanup was just impeccable.
Utah, get the 25-year guaranteed protection of Rhino Shield right now for 15% off the regular price.
We've gotten numerous compliments, and we've actually even had some of the longer-term residents of our community thank us for protecting the integrity of our home.
This offer is limited, so call now 435-246-4466, 435-246-4466, or rhinoshieldwest.com.
Rhino Shield. Gillette Heating and Air Conditioning is offering spring air conditioner tune-ups for only $59. Call 385-GET-COOL to schedule today. A Carrier factory authorized dealer.
At KSL News Radio, we have a 30-year legacy of honoring Utah teachers, but we can't do it without your help. Please tell us about an important teacher in your life on the KSL Teacher Tribute Wall, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, a $250 gift card to Harmon's, plus season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher from Cypress Credit Union and KSL News Radio.
Coming up on 8:59, Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Any problems out there, Andy?
Yeah, we still have slowdowns on I-15 from SR-92 in Lehigh over Point of the Mountain to about Bangor Highway in Draper. We've also got some southbound delay around Bangor on I-15. It lasts for couple of blocks and then it clears up. Bangor itself still backed up South Jordan, 9800 South, and we have slowdowns coming into downtown on I-15 between I-80 and 1300 South. Heather?
Things are looking much better way up north in the Ogden-Roy area than they did earlier this morning. Southbound I-15 mostly at speed as you leave Ogden and head to Woods Cross. That's going to be about 20, 25 minutes. Once you pass Woods Cross, though, you are going to hit the brakes, and that'll be the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake. That is due to rain showers that move through the area. I think the rain has let up, but the roads are still pretty wet. That's what's keeping you slow. No delays, though, on Legacy Parkway or transitioning onto the West Side Belt trying to get to the airport. Eric?
We got wet spots down in Utah County and on I-15. Northbound slowing from Center Street in Provo up to University Parkway in Orem, and then further up the line from North Orem, about 1600 North, all the way up in spots to almost Lehigh's Main Streets, and that's all because of the road conditions. And if you're heading out into the mountains right now, well, that's kind of the opposite. Things are looking pretty good. Despite the precipitation we've had, I-80 still looks good heading out to the Kimball Junction. Actually, we do have slowing on Foothill Drive from Parley's Way all the way up to the Sunnyside intersection. Discover the power of hands-on learning at Tooele Technical College. With affordable, flexible, and achievable technical education, your future begins here. Apply today at tooeletech.edu. That's tooeletech.edu. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain most of the day today. Will go from 50 and gradually warm to 73 by Sunday. It's raining in 43 downtown.
Don't forget your coat. It's chilly out there, too. You have a good Monday, Tim.
You too, and we'll see you all back here in the morning starting at 5.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.